Lifelong traveler and tour coordinator Jerry Gain is with us. His company is A Perfect Tour. Take a look at the website, aperfecttour.com. As a travel specialist, Jerry has 40 years of industry experience stemming from an early travel career that started in the airline industry and flourished into conducting family tours for colleagues at work. This drove his passion into launching his own travel and tour business, A Perfect Tour. Jerry offers custom experiences that fit your needs. His passion for wine and vineyards have led to bespoke culinary wine tours in Europe and right here in the Ontario regions like Prince Edward County and Niagara. This September, Jerry will embark on an unforgettable journey through the heart of Greece with an exclusive wine tour. Join him as he explores the rich heritage of Greek winemaking coupled with breathtaking landscapes and cultural gems. Once again, have a look at aperfecttour.com for further information. Jerry Gain, welcome to the New Classical FM.
Thank you, Mark.
Tell me a little bit, I mean, I just spoke about it for a moment there, but you start in the airline industry and blossom into where you are now. So take us on that journey a little.
Greece was always an early destination adventure for me because I grew up on the Danforth. Even walking to school in the mornings, I'd pass so many travel agencies and the photos of Greece were just kind of resonated with me.
I remember that when I first moved to the Danforth like 21 years ago, you know, it was a little more Greek than it is these days.
For sure.
And you would see those travel agencies specifically geared for that community saying, hey, head on home.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. So I started taking people, friends from the airline industry there, and it really got popular for us. Repeatedly over the years, it got bigger and bigger. And then turned out I retired from the airline. I was already starting my travel company. I took my TECO license. And then all of a sudden there was this, I was in Tuscany and other places as well, France. All of a sudden there was this interest in the Greek wines. And I thought, okay, I'm going to explore a little bit more here. So I took my agency license out under Riverdale Wines. And today, be careful what you wish for when you retire, because I probably have one of the best Greek portfolios in the country right now.
I love this story, too, because you start to do this for friends and family. You're busy with other parts of the business, but then so many people are interested that you kind of decide, okay, maybe I got to, this is where I'm headed.
I think it was, my sister actually did a referral to me way back in 2006. Hockey Canada, she was with the Globe Mill, and she said, I think the women's hockey team were stuck for accommodation. So my sister introduced me to the Hockey Canada, and I got on calls with them, and they said, so what are you suggesting? We have a 3,000 room shortage in Torino. I said, well, you're not going to get rooms. So I had 62 family members to look after, which was the biggest I've ever done. I said, look, I can put you in the Barola wine area in 8 different villas, and I'll have my drivers from Florence, from Firenze, come over, and we'll get you to the games every day. And they went, we're in.
So it was an unbelievable story. Yeah. Not only did they get to the games, but maybe did it a little bit of style.
It was fun. We had them in cooking classes and everything else on their days off. So
that is so much fun. Take me into your early love of wine and vineyards and how that sort of turns into your business model now.
The irony of it all was when I started meeting a couple of sommeliers in the industry, I was a little bit intimidated. And my oldest son said to me, Dad, what are you worried about? He said, do what you've always done. Surround yourself with the people in the know, the sommeliers. They're going to tell you whether your portfolio is good. And then he says, and you have no problem talking to anybody, so go for it. And it's kind of funny. That's exactly how it led into it.
Yeah.
I started bringing in wines from, initially it was Italy, Tuscany mostly, and then Piemonte and a few others. And then it was a real fluke, but a neighbor introduced me to some of the wines in Greece, and the connection was incredible. And that's who my broker is today for all my Greek wines. And he's a good friend. But I think the most important thing, Mark, is when in doing all of this, to me, what was really key was that I don't look at them as suppliers. I really took the time to hear their stories, their families, meet them. And then the synergies were just there. All of a sudden, I went, wow, okay, let's start doing this.
So a couple questions for you. I mean, A, you're now bringing in Greek wines, not only to the LCBO, but you're bringing them into restaurants and to certain different areas of the industry. But it's also a region that I think even to this day, people still have questions about and need to be educated about. And so talk about that heritage of Greek wine.
Absolutely. A lot of times, like if there's wines in the Greek store on the Danforth, people, unless you're Greek, have a hard time in pronunciation, right, understanding the varietals. There is still a huge need to educate them on what the attributes are of these, sure. But the Greek wines have really evolved. I'm working with a couple of people now, one sommelier, incredible, who has kind of just adopted everything Greek, and he's really doing a massive job on educating people. And it's been a big asset to us because that is a tough call. And people will always just say, oh, it's Greek. We had terrible Greek wines here for so many years.
Right. I vaguely remember that.
They were brutal.
Sure.
But it's changing.
Yeah.
They have evolved. And now, you know, you get these beautiful white wines from Santorini that started in around the $25 mark that are now up at $70 a bottle. But there's a reason for it. They're spectacular wines.
Let's talk about, obviously, you are bringing this incredible, spectacular, evolved Greek wine to the GTA and Ontario, but you're also taking tours to the region, and so you've got a big one coming up in September. You're welcoming people to join you. Once again, aperfecttour.com. It's Jerry Gain, who's with us here on the New Classical FM. Take us through this tour in September.
It's one of the tours that we've been wanting to do for a while. And just for the record, it's kind of crazy. People ask me, well, how many times have you been? I've been 52 times to Greece.
My Lord, that's once a week for a year.
Yeah, and I started in 96, so I'm not exactly a spring chicken. But I have my health, and I'm passionate about Greece.
You look good to me, my friend. So, yeah.
So we start off. The tour takes us into Athens and directly up to Thessaloniki for 3 days in Thessaloniki. The middle day up, beautiful hotels in Thessaloniki. Then the middle day, we go off to the Naousa wine region, which is the home of Sinomavro, which is, you know, some people don't know that grape varietal. A lot of comparisons are to Barolo, like the Nebbiolo grape.
Wonderful.
So we do there. And then after those days in Thessaloniki, we head to Athens. The middle day in Athens, we head to two wineries that we represent in the Peloponnese. Then we have some serious downtime for the group.
Much needed. I think I've been on several of these tours.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a couple of days to themselves.
Even when the Wines of Greece and people put their shows together, most feedback after I've heard is that there was no time to breathe.
Yeah, you got to have a few days.
So
I get it.
We go to an island that I could be the mayor on, actually. It started off there. It's Ios. And Ios, if anyone knows anything about it, it's kind of the party central island in the summer months. A lot of it's changed. There's still that element, but we go in the off seasons and we stay at this beautiful luxury resort. And it's a friend of ours that owns it called the Agalia. Agalia in Greek means hug.
Okay.
We give them some beautiful downtime there, but we have lots to do. And they can go anything from helicopter rides to visiting another winery on a nearby island by transfer. Then we finish up in Santorini.
Sounds absolutely bliss. And for people who are curious right now, they are wondering the dates.
September 12th departure and returning 2 weeks later, so 27th.
Nice two-week trip. A perfect tour. It is 416-697-2240, 416-697-2240, or you can have a look at the website, aperfecttour.com. And I would imagine all the trip details are kind of there at the website.
And you just have to click on Learn More on the homepage.
How many people do you expect to be on the tour?
It's going to be a small group, going to be like 12 people or so.
Wow.
And we have a few spots left, actually.
Okay.
So, this is a luxury tour done in its finest presentation of meeting the winemakers, the people that I've learned to meet over the years, so that what you're going to experience is what I have in the past, and they'll become your memories.
I love your area of expertise here, and I love a trip that has a real focus, like wine, and I think that really can create a great center to a trip like this. So do have a look again, aperfecttour.com. Head to Greece this September and enjoy the fine wines of the region, or you can call Jerry at 416-697-2240. Jerry Gain, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.